All right, Justin Bogle. Hey, another heat race win, man. Here we are in New York. You pulled it through. Nice work. That's gotta feel awesome.
Yeah, man, it really does. I'm, like I've been saying, I'm having fun and I'm enjoying this process, and it feels good to start to feel like myself again, which I haven't been able to show in a couple years, you know. So
yeah. You went back at ET a little bit there when we got you?
Yeah, I think, you know, confidence is coming back. You know, I belong up there. I haven't got to show it in a long time, so everyone will think you're crazy by thinking that until you do it. But, I mean, I truly, truly believe in myself, so it just takes time. So it's coming around, and it's a beautiful thing.
We threw a half knack.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. It was honestly, like, my brain, like, popped a fuse up the face, and I'm like, I don't really know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I threw kind of like a little, I don't know if you've seen that Terra Firma where Pedro Gonzalez does that, like, hip jump, and he does a knack-knack. Like,
I saw it, but a long time ago. Right,
it's,
sure.
I don't know. I always just called it the under-knack that Pedro did, and it was super fire, and that's kind of what I did. But, yeah, I'm having fun, man.
All right, main event. Someone in the press box is like, hey, Bogle just tossed his glove off. But it wasn't your glove, but it was your wrist brace.
Yeah, I had an issue with my wrist brace the first corner, just bumping into guys, and then I had a mechanical issue early in that thing, and I was trying to ride it out, and then I ended up going down because of it. So once I got up, I knew what it was, because I've
blamed Jericho.
It wasn't Jericho's fault. All right, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Shit happens, but it definitely was a bummer, because I believe I was a podium threat.
Yep.
But it is what it is. We'll get him next week, right? Mm-hmm. Stuff happens. So I was trying to ride it out, and then I went down and from it, and I just like, it was sketchy to ride with, so I pulled it in.
That's unfortunate for sure. But again, build on the positives, right? Heat race, everything else. So you're like one of my last guys I've interviewed tonight. No one liked this track, and it wasn't a layout issue; it was a dirt issue. Like, no one was stoked.
I kind of liked it.
All right, okay.
I don't know. It was. It's been fun, but it's because I feel like myself, and I can move around, and I can jump stuff, and I'm just not nervous to try different things, and that was always a strength of mine before, and I lost that just with being so damn nervous out there when I've been racing, you know. So that's coming back, so it makes it a lot more fun when the track gets sketchy. The track was tough, but far from hating it. I mean, it is what it is. Like, last round was super dry, but I kind of like that too. It was interesting. It's a little different. And I don't know. I like that better than just the tracks always being the same. It makes it, you got to think a little bit, you know?
Did you eye up that 3-4?
After the second set of whoops?
Yeah.
I was jumping it with broken forks and no clutch.
You were? Oh, I didn't see you jump it. My bad. I need to give you props.
I jumped it in the ears.
Okay, I got to pay more attention, because I saw, I was making a list of the kind of guys that were doing it, and I didn't see it.
Yeah, Eli jumped in front of me, and then I did it the next lap in the heat, and then I was doing it in the main, and then I had an issue with a suspension issue. Forks, like, broke, and I jumped it anyways just to do it. So
how was that thing?
It was so much fun.
Yeah.
When I pulled off, I told Burner, I'm like, dude, that's the best section, because you can go slower but still go the same speed.
Right.
Like, it's quicker, and I can just you can just float it and have fun. You jump one less time. I love stuff like that.
Yeah, it's technical. It's kind of right up your alley. That's why I mentioned it, because that would be something you would do. I'm an idiot. I didn't see it. Osborne told me that three in was tricky, but once you did that, nailed that, the four was pretty relatively easy.
Yeah, it was super easy to get the four if you just clean the three.
Yeah.
But it was fun, man. Like I said, I'm feeling more like myself, so stuff like that isn't scary to try. It's tough for sure, but it's also really fun doing stuff like that.
Yep.
You know, that's what makes Supercross fun to me.
Right.
Being able to be creative and be able to kind of, I don't know, just jump stuff.
Or Nashville, when you did that jump that really, it didn't really work out, but you were doing that 3-3 to start.
Yeah, but it's really, really cool to be able to try stuff, you know? Like, in practice, first practices are so fun for me, because I'll jump everything early, second, third lap, whatever, and then I'll try something else.
Yeah.
And then I'll do a lap and then try something else.
Sure,
it's just, it's fun, you know? And I like when they give options, too. There's a couple of options lately in the rhythms.
Yeah.
Whether they end up being the fast line or not, obviously there's always a fast line, but there's things you can try. And that just makes this stuff fun for me, just being able to be creative and being so comfortable on this motorcycle helps a lot with that.
I remember when I was a mechanic, there were sections like that. We didn't have Dartfish. We didn't have video. We didn't have anything. So you didn't really know what was faster other than your tubby finger trying to time it. You would have been better in that era when it didn't, like, you know, nobody knew the ultimate fast line. It was just, let's try all sorts of weird shit.
Yeah. I would have enjoyed that, because, you know, even in Denver, I was doing some four in the middle, or table over two in the middle of a rhythm. It was not faster, but it was fun to try, you know, and to jump it and feel to me, that's just my confidence coming back, and I just am so thankful for that, man. I'm so thankful to just be on this incredible team and being healthy and just, man, I'm having a great time.
Well, it took 16 weeks, but we finally did a walk-in together. I was very proud of that. I was the everyman with a hoodie and cargos, and you were wearing whatever it is you're wearing, but it was good to see that. I like that you were happy to represent the everyman with me.
Dude, I've been waiting for the collab for weeks now. I'm so amped. And honestly, if you go look at any of our Instagrams, people were loving it. It was awesome.
I think they were. I think it was like, you know, like I said, I got a lot of pockets. So if you need stuff, if you need me to hold your stuff.
Dude, I'm telling you, the comments on your Instagram were killing me. They were so funny. Yeah. I responded to half of them. Yeah. They were so funny.
Well, you know, my fans are older. There's just like, what the hell is Bogle doing?
I love it. Yeah, exactly. Like I said earlier, like if you're going to roast me, just as long as it's done tastefully, I think it's hilarious. It's so funny.
No, I don't think our demographics really match up, but it was fun to do. So yeah, it was cool. Thank you.
Yep.